God has given a title in Romans 4, 5 that really ought to get our attention. The Lord God is called, listen folks, the great God, the one who is called in Scripture, holy, holy, holy. That God who Psalm 5:5 says hates all evildoers, the one who is offended by every sin and is of purer eyes than to see evil and cannot look at wrong, Habakkuk tells us that God in Romans 4:5 is given an absolutely staggering title. He is called Him who justifies the ungodly. We might easily see how He could be called Him who hates all evildoers, but Him who justifies the ungodly? Do you realize what that says? That says that God looks at a bad man and says, good.
Right.
Folks, that's phenomenal. There's only one way for a bad person to get right with God. Only one way. Ungodly people are made right with God if and only if God says they are right with Him. And the question of the ages, how can God just do that? When we are bad, how can He just say we're good? When we're not right with God, how can He just say we are right with Him? Folks, this is the question of all questions. This is what the gospel is all. This, folks, do you realize this is the thing that angels just desire to peer into and figure out? What a truth. Now here's the point. God does justify, not the righteous. He justifies the ungodly. But He doesn't just do it as though He just ignored that we're ungodly. Oh no. God justifies the ungodly at an enormous price. Ungodliness demands wrath and it demands death. So God put forth His Son, Jesus Christ, as the perfect sacrifice to suffer that wrath and that death in the place of the ones who deserved that wrath and that death. He was crushed for our iniquities. And here's the point. When an ungodly person, oh, if you're in here and you're ungodly, this ought to bring you tremendous hope. When an ungodly person looks at the crushed Christ and takes that crushing as having been done for himself, believes it for himself, casts himself on this mighty saving Christ. In that moment, God says, righteous. That is a phenomenal, phenomenal truth. Sinless, good, although ungodly, as they are. I mean, that's who's justified. It's the ungodly. God looks at the ungodly, and because of what Christ did, that man, believing that that work was done for him, at that moment, God says, though ungodly, He says, godly. Wow. That man is legally declared to be righteous. Not because of that man's own righteousness, because he doesn't have any. He's ungodly. But because by grace, God freely forgives him and counts him righteous on the basis of the death and life of Jesus Christ. Now, folks, that is justification. That is justification, is the total legal eradication of all our guilt. And it is glorious. And it is free. And it is by God's mercy. And it is by God's grace. And it's only to be had by faith, not according to works of righteousness which you have done, but according to the work of Christ that He has done.